Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Please hear me. Several years ago, I slept. And then I was privileged by God. You know, sometimes when you think you have committed very great sins, is when God will show up in your room. Now, I can't explain that thing. Your moments of great weakness, God will show up. Now, after the prayer meeting on Friday, I had a mighty encounter that night. Meanwhile, that day I fought everybody you can imagine. But I got tired of fighting, so I slept. You know, when you are tired of your own self, then you convince yourself that you are the problem. So go and sleep. Maybe there will be a hard reset. There's something we call hard reset. You reboot the system. Are you with me? So I decided to go to bed. And in that, I had a vision. And the Lord came. It's not every time He comes, but He comes sometimes. Most times, when all the coordinates are not... bring it down a bit. We'll still sing that song, but just bring it down a bit. When the coordinates are not... they are jamming San Francisco, you know. It just comes. So, there's this cross I wear. Some of you see me wear it. So, the cross was on the table. And there was a brown envelope. You know the kind of brown envelope you put money? You know there's something there. It's not flat. So the Lord told me to get the brown envelope and bring the cross. Then He beckoned to a particular brother. And the moment He beckoned to him, He said, give him the cross. So I knew automatically that He was going to call that brother to the ministry. But the brother turned around and walked away. Are you listening to me? So, in fact, I became concerned. I hope it's not the fight of yesterday. You want to carry my ministry and give another person. So, but he didn't say that. I was just trying to be sharp. In case maybe I also need to run with my cross and and just run away. So that, plus the assignee and the assignor will look for everybody. So, but he beckoned to this brother, and the brother, and I was trying to get that the master is calling you. You know, some of you that just open your mind and say, Jesus, Jesus, when you see him, you can't dare it. When you see him, you can't dare it. What many of us are daring? The 24 elders can't try it. And we still don't believe the Bible. We still question the authority of the Lord of God, but we are very, you know, we are Americans. Are you with me? The moment I also joined him, because he didn't move, he sat. I went after that person and I said, the Lord is calling you. He just did like this. He walked away. Then he said to me, come back. And I came back. Then he stood over me and began to speak in a language I didn't understand. And I fell down there under the anointing. So I knew that I'm not carrying my calling now is not something that was, I may not have been first choice. But because I was willing and I was there, I was available. And what he gave to me that day, that night, Friday night, was something I have never experienced before. I have never felt it before. And he spoke certain words directly into my spirit. The moment I opened my eyes, the dream immediately became vague. The only thing I remembered was that the Lord stood over me and I was on bended knees, and he was pouring something from within himself into me, and I still had that cross in my hands. And he spoke certain things that I heard in my spirit, not with my ears. A few years ago, I had an experience. This, I'm not trying to magnify experience. Just hear, get what I'm saying. It's possible that you may not be the best fit for what God wants to do in your life, or God, what God is wants to do through your life. It's possible that you may not be number one. You may not be top on that list. But if for any reason God looks in your direction, you cannot embrace what God is bringing to you on your feet. You embrace it on your knees, on the strength of humility, knowing that it is God's agenda and not yours, so that you won't try to hijack what God wants to do in your life. We are not going to be wealthy because we want to blow. There is no point to prove with blowing. Because some people blew and blew to pieces. Some people blew and left the house of God. Some people blew until we were not even sure if they are still Christians or not. What God spoke into my heart Friday night, I believe, was an offshoot of the Friday prayer meeting. Because I left that meeting with something. With a genuine desire to love God more. Now, we didn't preach about love, but I'm telling you what happened to my heart. I left that meeting, the Friday prayer meeting, with a genuine desire to love God more. A few years ago, or several years ago, I had an experience, and the Lord granted me mercy as I was able to step into the throne room. And I now understood why God the Father is not a man of many words. And if you are a parrot, you also will not know the voice of God. And I stood before him, the distance almost like Brother Bimbo to his wife. But I was standing in front of him. And he was seated, yet I could not see him because he was covered in light. And yet I knew he was there. And I could see the outline of a real person. And every time he spoke one word, the word will resonate throughout eternity. It will go into the space and resonate like echoes, 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 echoes. And I realized that, okay, so one word that he speaks now, we go through Australia, which is in another time zone, and echo through and stop by in Africa, then echo through and stop through. By the time that word goes through the earth, then goes through the planetary bodies, those discovered and those not yet discovered. You don't know how great your God is. The one who calls you his own child. It's not a cerebral thing. You are only as great as your own sight of him. When I say sight, I don't speak of seeing visions. I speak of what God has given you the grace to see about who he is in your heart. And that's why I know you cannot praise God beyond your revelation of him. What most of us are looking for, fast music, high dance, we just copy it from the world, bring. And it's because we don't know. What kind of song did Ezekiah and his soldiers sing the day that God came down and slew an entire army? What kind of song? Why can't we sing those kind of songs? You see, I'm not a good Bible reader. Some of you read the Bible 5 times in a year. But when I see some things, I ask questions. These guys were not even born again. Ezekiel was not born again. And the Bible says we have greater blessings, greater promises have been bestowed upon us in the new covenant. And yet our generation reeks of the most undisciplined set of people. Because for once, God has become a Democrat. He doesn't kill people anymore. He's a Democrat. He is not a Democrat. He's a monarch. And you can pray from today to tomorrow. Until you change your body language towards him, he will not move. Peradventure, the Lord just wanted to see my willingness in being able to extend a hand to somebody else who was going to be called to the ministry. Will I be willing to hand over that which he has given to me, which is symbolic of the cross? The cross is Christ's victory over Satan. Can you step aside and give this to somebody else? And he saw my hand and said, okay, you kneel down. And he spoke over me. That thing from his mouth overwhelmed me and I collapsed there. And I opened my eyes. Don't play games with God. Some of you are not going far because you are cerebral. That brain in your head, God put it there. God is more than your brain. God is more than your vocabulary. It's not, you are not accurate because you have high words. You are accurate because you know God. Hallelujah. I say you are not accurate because you have high words. You are accurate because you know God. To know God means that there's a way you can relate with him. It's your own way. And he shows up. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your own way. Something that both of you have developed between you over time. And one of the things you find when you come close to him is his penchant for order and excellence. Many of us left the house today, we didn't lay our beds. But it's okay, it's okay. You are forgiven. You cannot exercise dominion outside the confines of order. Divine order. The things you do and call wokeness, if the Lord Jesus was standing in front of you now, can you do it? There are things many of you will never do if you are on your way to the embassy tomorrow morning. But you dear God, because for you, he's a merciful God. But you do not also realize he's a God of judgment. And he may not release fire on you, but he can withdraw the token of mercy that is his own prerogative. We celebrate strange fire in church. What was the problem of Adam? What was the problem of Eve? They heard another voice. They heard another voice, and that voice was so compelling. You cannot master the will of God if you don't learn the tool of patience. God will not ask you to leave here now and run to the express if he has not proven it with you in the secret place. He will not. Because the chances are that you will be reckless. What got Joseph into a problem? God's voice. The moment you start listening to other voices that are rational, what the devil could have told Eve that day is that you will not become gods. You are already gods. Didn't that make sense? But the devil is a master of twist. He's a twister. He twists words. He will tell you that you are not free after 40 days. He will tell you that you still need to do things. No. Believe and live. Believe and live. Do you believe in the Son of God? Say, be He. So the highest level of faith is the faith of the Son. The faith of the Son. The faith that rests on believing in God for who He is, not because of anything. When you grow your faith to that level, oh my, you are about to experience what the world cannot give you. If you preach a message and you are not saying you will get there, you get there, people won't shout amen. Because people have lust in their heart. And they don't know that as long as there is something in your heart that becomes a threat to the power of God, dominion will be restricted. Your access to power will be restricted. And you need to listen to me. You see, everywhere is quiet now. How do you pray? Have you tried to gauge the way you pray? If you are God, how would you gauge that prayer you are praying? That passionless prayer. That routine prayer. So they won't say, I didn't pray. Have you ever prayed and your heart moved because you loved Him? Have you ever fasted for 40 days only because you just wanted to be alone with Him? No problem. No problem. No problem. No problem. Nobody's pursuing you. You are not after nobody. Nobody's after you. I just want to be alone. What was the prayer point of Moses when he went away for 40 days? I am telling you the hidden pillars of dominion that nobody will tell you. Many of you will continue to fast for 81 days and 100 days. You will never be free. Because everything you are doing is still motivated by something you are looking for or that you want. It is not motivated by God's desire to lay His hand on you and to possess your soul. Is somebody still here? I am telling you the game changer. Change the reason why you are doing all those things. God today doesn't have claim, despite what Jesus has done. He has no claim over the soul of men. For Him to have claim over the soul of any man, that man must give Him that soul. Because your soul is the constitution, is your primary constitution. When God breathed into man in Genesis, He became a living soul, not spirit. The soul is who you are. If they take it away, you are not yourself. You won't like the things you like. And the thing about the soul is that it is influenced by two major things. Thoughts, images, patterns, yes, but actually it's just two major things. Number one, tell your neighbor, thoughts. Scrap that. Tell your neighbor, thinking pattern. Tell your neighbor, thought patterns. Number two, paradigm. Tell your neighbor, paradigm. Now, I'm about to free you from the devil for the rest of your life. We all pray for long life. But who defines long? Who defines what long is? Instead of trying so hard to defeat this devil in your family, or the devil that has possessed your husband, why not take that 40 days fast and sit with him? Just fellowship. And when they ask you, say, why are you here? Then you raise a song. My body and soul. You are not seeing yourself outside the problem. You are seeing that problem as something that is yours. You are not telling God to deliver her. You are saying, God, if you will touch me, this person will be free. You stand as an intercessor representing that person. You are not here to say, God, fix my husband. In the choir at our former venue, when we would just come and we are not preparing for Sunday, we are just worshiping the Lord. And as we were singing and just blessing the Lord, I began to sing this song. It was not rehearsed, it was nothing. It just came like that. So when you are touching God, there are certain things you will experience, like spiritual songs. Songs that change your heart don't come from your head. They are not lyrics, they are spirit. That song came out of choir rehearsals. We were not rehearsing the song. Everybody just sang it like that. Open the floodgates of your mercy today. Open to me,
the floodgates of your mercy
today. If I can get one person that knows that he needs mercy this morning, maybe we can journey together. Hey, will you open to me?
Open
the floodgates of your mercy
today.
Say, my body, my soul.
Today,
will you open to me?
Open the
For something cerebral. But listen, there is something that happens to you when you have an encounter with God. Have you ever had an encounter with God and you woke up and you had shock waves going through your body and you just knew that God just left this room now, or you just left his presence now, but in between the last 3-4 hours you were not here? Let's not dissipate the reality of God by cerebral knowledge. There is something that is more than knowledge. We are looking for formulas. God says, I am what you need. People are paying their tithe and giving their tithe, waiting for 100 fold return. Or even if they are lucky, they can get 50. They will be fine. God says, you have not seen the purpose of the tithe. The tithe is you taking the first or the tenth of the 100 and you worship me with it. Your tithe is worship. You worship me. You bring it and worship me with it. It's not, you are not paying it like you are owing the government. You want to see what is more than money? Worship him with your money. Listen, our God is a king. And he will take nothing less than a kingly honor. He will not take it. We must repent and we must change. The world will not follow us to worship a God that we have little or no passion for. Go and look at all the bring it down. Go and look at all them secular music. It's laced with heavy beats to control your passion and to make sure that even if you don't like the song, you must move your body. Even when I'm praying, the thing is playing inside my head. I didn't play it, I didn't learn it. Or you just hear it once. You are trying to have a prayer life. You can't have a prayer life without God. You want to say you pray for 3 hours, 4 hours, you are deceiving yourself. Prayer actually never ends. Because even when you're on your computer, your heart is oh my God. You are connected to the mainframe. Go and check how Adam worshipped God. In the cool of the evening, he managed God's business in the day. But when God came in the evening, he came to fellowship with man. So what do you think fellowship is? The account is balanced. No thief today. There was light. You think that's what they talk about? That fellowship is where God sits as king in the garden. And Adam and his wife. If God will not step into any atmosphere, the Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people. Any atmosphere that is short of worship, God will not stay there. God only comes to that garden because he is king and he is seen as such. Can God crash your schedule? Can God crash your schedule? Can God tamper with your plans for the day? I know you have everything on your to-do list, you know, but can God just crash into your day? Haven't you been on your desk or somewhere at home or somewhere, and you just had a sense of the presence of God, no music, and then you decide to respond by watching Netflix? God is real. He's not an energy. He is God. He's not an energy. He is not the universe. He is God. This generation doesn't know him, so we look for fancy ways to describe him. Say, Master, if you will show us the Father, that will be enough for us. And I prayed a prayer for myself. Lord, give me wisdom, but not like Philip. He stood in the presence of greatness, yet he could not discern. He still wanted to see something as esoteric. Father, if you can show us the Father, that would be enough. Jesus said, I am here with you, and you still do not know me. That was not even Jesus. That was the voice of the Father to him. Say, don't you know that I am in him, and he is in me? Don't you know that when you give your life to Christ, the Father is in you, and you are in him? That it is wrong for you to be in a place, and people are asking God, where is your face? It's an error. So what the mercy of God does is that it brings the weight of God's love and weight of God's provision, and it splashes it on you to make provision for your deficiency. When you are weak and you can't go on, then mercy kicks in. Mercy is like your backup generator. Don't worship God like somebody who is unhappy. There are many men here that cannot cry in God's presence. They cannot cry in God's presence. You are too hard, so God needs to break you with problems. Say, if they lay hands on me, I cannot fall under the anointing. That's still the only problem in your life, falling under the anointing. Why do we come to church and everybody is trying to be coordinated? Why do we come to church and people cannot sit in front? If we come to church on Sunday next week, and I go to the front row and everybody sitting there, I give them $500, then I go, I don't say anything, I just go back to my seat. Then second service, I come back again, $500. I am reconditioning your mind. So next Sunday, just say, you know, it's like God is telling me that I should not be sitting at the back. All of a sudden God is talking, or you mean Mammon is talking. If you were coming into a meeting and it was the ex-president Obasanjo that was coming, and they say, sit anywhere, will you sit at the back? No, talk to me. Will you sit at the back? Even if it's just to say the proximity, that you are close to him, would you sit at the back? It shows that you don't even have an idea who your God is. He is an imagination. He is vague. He's not real. He's always slow. He doesn't show up. He disappoints. Go back to that song. Is somebody feeling me this morning? Because we need to touch down on our passion for Christ. Go and check everyone who wielded dominion power. Go and check Joseph. There was no reason for him, but he had seen something that nobody would take away from him. Go and check David. And your expression will be unique to you. David expressed his in music.
Joseph expressed is in a decision. But you must maintain your profession of faith. Come on, tell your neighbor, you must maintain your profession of faith. Nobody will do it for you. In this race, tell your neighbor, in this race, overtaking is allowed. I've been born again when Renabonki came, or Renabonki that led me to Christ. Story. Where's your cross? Where are your scars? What have you suffered because of this kingdom? Lord, we need your mercy. Lord, we need your help. We agree and we admit that we cannot proceed without you. Father, help us. Father, restore us. Restore our heart so that we will not be deceived. Restore our heart so that we will love you. Restore our heart so that we will want only you. Will you open to me? Among those that just wants to use God to get what you want so that you can share a testimony. Do you know that the angels are obligated to worship God? They don't feel pain. They don't know pain. They don't know what it means to deploy faith. But when a woman has lost her husband at a young age and she stands in the temple in the next Sunday, and she lifts her hands to God, the angels don't understand that. How can you be in this much pain? And you are saying, will you open to me?
Open the floodgates of your mercy. Wow.
They have never seen it before. Will you open to me? You are just careless in his presence.
Today,
we open to me.
Open the floodgates of your mercy. Today,
when you get to the doctor's office and he tells you there's something in your body and all of that, and then you come to God and say, Father, touch. God say, forget about that one. Say, God, will you heal me? Say, we no go die. Forget about that one. Say, ah, Baba, please. Heal me. Say, forget about that one. What is he telling you? You need to learn how to hear what is being said and what is being inferred. What is it saying to you? Come and stay in my presence. Forget about those. The doctor is a man. The doctor can make mistakes. Even if the result is right, I can change it. And even if you do not save us from this fire, we will still not bow. When you have been trained as a pastor, you go to pastor school, they tell you the way your suit should be, your shirt should be, how you should dress, how you should stand by the pulpit. They don't teach you how to be careless and love God in front of the people. They don't teach you how to just be wasted. You can't teach it because you don't have it. all these problems, bring it to his presence. They will become small. They will become smaller than that mountain you are seeing. When I see the appetite people have for vainglory, looking perfect, I know that these are people who have lost the presence of God. There's no way you can explain it. It's the same energy you will use to pursue both. Your theology, but just give me, can you hear me, Charles? Just give me 5 minutes. I'll carry myself out of this place. There are two principles that are significant. Sit down. That are significant for operating in dominion. The first one is in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Quickly. It's not every prophetic service you hear, thus hear the Lord. There are some prophetic service God will say, what seest thou? Did you hear me? There are some meetings. It will not be thus hear the Lord. It will be what seest thou? What seest thou? God wants to hear you. I got to a point in my life, I knew if I don't follow Jesus, there was no other way except to compromise. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of what? Now, what was God's prescription for transformation? No, help me, because somebody didn't see it. what was God's prescription for transformation? Now, if you flout this rule, will you get the result? If you pray about it, will you get this result? God says that this and this word transform is the word that describes the process of metamorphosis, the way a butterfly moves from stage to stage, larva and all of that, till it becomes a full-blown butterfly. So it was not a one-day process. It's not like you pray, God will now say, I've released to you the renewing of the mind. No. What God released to you was the process to begin the renewing of the mind. You cannot become a disciple by appointment letter. You become a disciple after you have learned to sit at his feet. The challenge with sitting at his feet is that you will not be allowed to go as others have gone. I wish somebody heard that one. So your friends will be going for master's, PhD. They will be jamming in San Francisco and be chilling with the big boys. God will say, sit down. Say, God, all my mates are gone. He will say, who are your mates? You will not even remember their names. We don't have age mates in the kingdom. We only have grace mates. We don't have age mates. So that you are born in the same year doesn't mean you are age mate. It is a beautiful thing when people call you and tell you what God revealed to them, and it is agreeing with what God is showing you. There's a particular lady when I was in school. If I mention her name, those who attended my school may know her, but it starts with a B. She's an author. She wrote on our campus, she was the first person to author a book. So Pastor Desmond, the general himself, is also a writer. So he said we should go, but the girl attends my fellowship. So we all had different reasons for going to for the launch. We got there, we sat at the back. A commissioner came from Akure to launch the book. Then Pastor Desmond tapped me. And he said in Yoruba, I will try and interpret. That we are on this campus where people are stealing rechargeable lantern. If you leave your extension plug or box and you go and greet somebody outside, then what you are saying is you don't need it. There's still extension wire. There's still anything. If you leave your bedroom slippers, they take it. That's why some of us we are becoming proficient in tapping. Some of our colleagues, she was our junior, was already authoring books, and commissioners, governor sent a commissioner to come and launch the book. And my friend said, see, this is how people's life begin to blossom. We are here. We carry big Bible. And I was at the House of Assembly, at what they call that, Student Representative Council. The day we wanted to break bottle on our head was the day I carried my Bible and I went back to church, that politics is not my way. So whether you are in Abuja or in your local government, or in the one in your campus, breaking of bottle is part of politics. So if you know you cannot bust bottle, carry your Bible and go to church, because one day you may be required to bust bottle. After many years, I didn't hear anything about this lady. Then I saw her one day in the city of Lagos. She was looking bigger. I said, time has happened to everyone. That day when we saw her, we were like, ha, oh boy, your own father has died. Who we call commissioner to come and dedicate our book. Then we realized that our journey was very far. Very far. You will not even be allowed to see the security man at the gate of the governor's office. Not to talk of the governor saying, commissioner for information, go and represent me. And that one traveled. Destiny can be hijacked. Don't be a flash in the pan. Do you know what a flash in the pan is? You show up once and you can't replicate. That's the reason why I love Ronaldo and Messi. Those of you comparing them, you are not wise. They have similar disciplines producing the same result, but it's affecting them differently. When I fast for 20 days, 7 days, I fast for intimacy. I fast to be close to God. The result is more anointing and greater grace. But you fast for 40 days and the devils are still there. I expect you to ask questions. Your focal point is wrong. Don't fast because of the devil. That's a small level. It's a small level. It's allowed if you're a baby. But as you mature, don't let the devil put you on hunger strike. As you mature, tell him, man Sato, for this Lagos, you go hear him. Now, anywhere you get problem, now me you go to see. Yeah. Oh, but they're threatening me. Say, any problem we get for his Lagos, now me. Oh boy, that guy they threatening me. Oh boy. Then they want to see the secret of your power. After you say it, you carabarabara. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 7. Oh boy, this guy now mad man. The guy they pray 7 days. But if you're always reactive, problem come. You now remember fasting. I rest my case. This lady, I asked her, are you still writing? She said yes, but I've not been able to publish again. So I encouraged her, we spoke a few words and we left. Guess what? Some time ago, I just woke up in the morning and I felt like sending her a message. This is like a year plus or 2 years now. And I checked my phone. I still had her number. So I sent, hi. I didn't know the message God wanted me to type, but hi is a good place to start. So I sent, hello, hi. Then she screamed. And she said, I had a vision about you this morning. Yeah. I said, may we be saying this kind of hi, yo, every day. So people can. She said, I had a vision. And you were in a meeting and there was a woman that was preaching and you sat quietly there. Nobody knew you, but I knew you. And then the woman said, why are you staying there? The Lord said, you have been separated for the last days. He said, the Lord said, my hand is upon you and in the days to come, it will be evident to her. And she opened her eyes and she woke up and she saw my message. Hi. If this is a coincidence, I don't think it's a... I just told her, forget about the fact that I was a pastor on campus. I just said, I receive it. Many people don't know spiritual things. On campus, she called me pastor. She didn't call me my name. But if there was any doubt in my life, that season, whatever it is I was going through, God is still saying, you are my choice. I don't let my weakness hold me back. I will rather die at the feet of Jesus and let him tell me I fail. I won't let Satan tell me that. Don't let Satan play games with your mind. This particular scripture means that I must change the way I think to reflect what God's word says, for instance, about dominion. Renew your mind means your mind has over time deviated from the law of God. It cannot return in one day. You must begin to add layers and layers of tutorial so that your mind can begin to change and change and change until the only constitution that governs your mind is the word of God. Did you hear what I just said? Huh? So the first principle to operating in dominion is the renewing of the mind. In fact, this scripture says that it is when I renew my mind that I will be able to determine what the will of God is. Pastor, let me praise God's will. Pastor, Oga, go and renew your mind. I have had two people in front of me. Two people. Father, in the name of Jesus, guide us. In Jesus' name. Don't worry. Go. The person has not gone. The second person. Father, the heavens open. There are certain rules you obey that makes God very close and comfortable with you. One of those rules is inside Romans 12:2. Now, what we are doing this morning, we are troubleshooting for system failure. Why are we having all these issues with not being able to walk in dominion? Because I told you in the first service that dominion is not far away from the voice of God. God only commits his power and his authority to what he has discussed with you. It has nothing to do with whether you're a pastor. You may be a pastor by accident. Do you have the fear of death in your heart? Have you thought about how you would like to die? The kind of song you would like to sing as you cross over? Have you thought about how beautiful it will be to be with Jesus and not have to worry about going away again? Why has death become so magnified amongst us that we are not able to see the power of his life? Death has been vanquished. Death has been conquered. When Jesus rose from the grave, he didn't leave us there. He took us with him and we rose with him. Why are you afraid of death? You will become your fear. So you must address it. Why are you afraid you will never make it? Whatever represents profound fear in you will become a reality. People at Allen, Ikeja, there, they stand on the road without trying to be pregnant. They get pregnant. So who told you you will not have your own child? People give birth in the room without going to the hospital. Who told you? Who told you that you are naked? Why are you carrying this report up and down as if the doctor's report is all in all? God spoke to you, you didn't believe. Satan spoke, you now carried it. Hey, who told you that thou art naked? Who told you not get married? Renew your mind. Come to the school of the Spirit. To reject that word is to exemplify pride. Because God already knows that you cannot solve your problem except you come to the school of the Holy Ghost. He knows. Register there. Don't graduate yourself. Register there. Our time is up. The second law, the second principle that we need to address is that of paradigm. Do you know what a paradigm is? Now give me Acts chapter 1. No. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. There is no any la. There is only one name. There is only name. this book of the law shall not depart out of where? Look at it. It shall not depart out of where? That means the departure point at any point in time. Where is it? When you change your confession and begin to say something else, where is the departure point? When you say you believed, then you got home and then you saw that there was no light, there was no water. They say your brother applied somewhere, didn't get the job. And you started saying, which kind of life is this? Where was the departure point? People act like God forgot them. They violated the law of God. He said the book of this law, the word of God, the word of the constitution of our kingdom, the word that I have spoken to you must not depart out of your mouth. But you shall meditate therein day and night. Where do you meditate? Your heart. Where do you meditate? So, how do I keep the word of God in my heart? By meditating. Say, thy word have I, so that I will not sin against you. The word have I hidden in my... How do you hide the word of God in your heart? By consistent attention to the word of the Lord. And how do you do that? By the law of repetition that states that whatever I repeat and I focus on, we have a solid ground in my heart and we control my life. The devil knows why he's putting you under pressure. To only see problems and issues around you. Those things are real. But the moment you keep focusing on those things, God's hand is withdrawn. He is unable to violate his own law. Because you have started to consider and meditate day and night on something that works against your own constitution. Against the nature of your spirit. I wish somebody heard me because I don't know. I wish I'm helping somebody because, listen. So, God's word will only reside in my heart if I meditate. The word meditate here is the word mutter. Mutter. M-U-T-T-E-R. It's like when you are talking, but only you can hear yourself. Mutter. The word meditate there is mutter. So what does that mean? When I read a scripture like this and I want to meditate, I meditate by speaking out. This book of the Lord is not the man of my heart, but I meditate therein and there, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, and then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This book of the Lord shall not depart. That you begin to repeat it. As you repeat it, it begins to tear in asunder all the virtual limitations between your soul and that reality, and begins to creep in like water trying to penetrate a wall. So you find that most of the Eastern religions, they understand this kind of meditation. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahu Akbar. They mutter. They begin to speak. They don't say, God is in my heart. Hey! Stop it. He's already on his way out. This book of the law. Then you can open another scripture. For when I call to one nation, multiple nations will answer me. You read the Psalms, you read the scripture prophetically until the words gain access into your soul and hold it like pillars. Till it becomes the constitution, the balance for your soul. And when they say, why can't you date Frank? Because I can't. The constitution and the balance of my soul is fire. He is water. We cannot be together. The makeup of my spirit is fire. He is water. We cannot be together. It's not that I don't want to. I can't. That possibility has now been removed by the instrument of meditation. Because a paradigm talks about going through a repetitive process till something becomes very solid in your mind, in your heart, such that if they wake you up in the night, by default, for instance, you just go and drink water. It has become a repetitive process that when you wake up in the morning, before you open your eyes, you do your hand like this and pick your phone, Instagram, even though your eyes are still closed. Paradigms are a complex form of renewing the mind. A paradigm shift. You hear of a paradigm shift? It's not just a shift in your mind. It's a total deviation into a new path. If you renew your mind and say, I am a success, I am who God says I am, you are speaking the word of God as contained in the first law. But your paradigm is still postured towards the world. That prayer will not be answered. Did you hear me? I said, if you make a confession, I'm prosperous, I'm blessed, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, but your paradigm ultimately has not been configured to rest on the weight of that word that you have declared, based on the instrument of consistent and repetitive meditation, there will be nothing for that confession to draw power from, because paradigms becomes foundation. Paradigms can become foundation. So you will hear people say, Pastor, I know God can do it, but have you heard that before? Do you believe you can promote it this year? Yes, but the next statement after that but is the paradigm. This is our department. Nobody has even appreciated us for what we are doing in this office. We are like the forgotten zone of this company. Then your boss will come. I don't know if people are doing in this department. What you are doing, even a child can be taught to do it. Have you heard it before? Oh, you are not working. Now what you are doing, we can train a second, they'll be doing the hand like this, a secondary school graduate to sit on that seat. So go out and market. Go and bring business. Paradigm. But on that same seat, somebody became a full-blown manager. But it came to your turn, and your paradigm began to work against you. Even though you came to church and you shout, I'm blessed. Pastor said, tell your neighbor, I'm blessed. I'm a success. With your big coat that you are wearing, or that is wearing you, with that your big coat, the key here is what? Meditation. I think one beautiful way to hear God's word is to sing and then listen to God's word. Then sing and listen to God's word. Then worship and listen to God's word. Beautiful model. Lagos pastors tell you you cannot hear God's word for more than 45 minutes. It's a paradigm. Meanwhile, when I was growing up, if we start Bible study 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., it may be 1 a.m. on campus, and we still passed. But you left Lautech, and you came to Lagos, and then somebody said that this is the way church must be. But do you remember the experiences you had back then? It would be hard for somebody to believe you actually had 30 encounters. But now you are telling me that message must be 30 minutes. Tasty fried chicken. But I hope they run below. That thou may meditate therein. What is the prescription for meditation? How many times? Day and night. This is God's prescription, though. What you do with it is your business. that if I observe day and night, then I will receive grace to observe and to do. Do you see why many will say, I know what the word of God says, but it's not manifesting in their life? God says it is through the instrument of repetitive attention that I will build paradigm and then find grace to observe and to do. So my meditation opens me to the realm of watch and pray. Observe, then receive grace to transact in the spirit. I can only receive answered prayer for the things I have first watched for. Then anointing will be released to pray them through. And then I get my answer. He said, for then thou shalt make your way. For then thou shalt make your way. Is God against your prosperity? But this is the formula. You speak to many people, they lack depth. People don't know enough of something. Starting from mechanics to... People don't know enough. You talk to them, they're like, okay, don't worry, okay. They'll be using your work, your motto, to learn work. Everybody, including believers, looking for how to make money from their brothers. And then we tell you, it's not like that. We did it for you. He said, then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have what? Okay, so God has something he calls good. The first time God used the word good was in the creation. That means perfect, without blemish. Perfect, beautiful marriage without blemish. Beautiful promotion without blemish. A thriving spiritual life without blemish. $100 million in your account that you are not afraid to sleep. I will come back and redeem this. Go back and get this message. Don't even assume you have heard me. Go and hear the spirit of the message. But do you know God is able? Do you know God's ability is not in doubt on your matter? God's ability is not in doubt. It doesn't take him 1 second to do what he will do in your life. It doesn't take him 1 millisecond to do what he will do in your life. But can your mind be renewed to see him as he is? You can be anointed and you'll be broke. Is what you are saying. You can be anointed, raising the dead. You will not leave the village. Don't let the devil take your voice. You declare it, I am anointed. Oh, I am anointed. My head, thou shall anoint with a fresh oil. You set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint me with fresh oil and my cup overflows. There is only one name.
There is only one name. Power to save.
Declaring there is only one name, the name of Jesus.
There is only one name. There is only one name. No other name like the name of Jesus. There is only one name. Power to save. Power to save.
Is the power to save.
Power to save.
Our God. as we close the service. Come on,